The new book, All Blood Runs Red, is the incredible story of the first African-American military pilot who went on to become a Paris nightclub impresario, a spy in the French Resistance, and an American civil rights pioneer. The name of the new book is All Blood Runs Red, The Legendary Life of Eugene Bullard, Boxer, Pilot, Soldier, Spy. It is by Phil Keith and his co-author Tom Clavin, and Tom Clavin joins us this morning. Tom, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me on the show.
So how did this project come to be?
It came to be, it's interesting, the power of footnotes. It sounds like a nerdy thing to say, but my co-author, Phil Keith, I had heard about Eugene Bullard in some of my research and always thought that would be interesting to do, write his story. And right about the same time, my co-author Phil Keith was working on a book on World War One that was due to be published on the centennial of America's intervention in 1917. And he was writing a section on pilots, American pilots who had served in the war. And there was a footnote in something he was researching that said, pointed to Eugene Bullard, the first African-American combat pilot. Now, Phil was interested in it because, as in the case of many of us, we thought the Tuskegee Airmen were the first African-American combat pilots in World War II. And also, Phil was a combat pilot himself. He served in Vietnam. He was a Navy aviator. And so he started to do some research. He happened to mention it to me. I said, oh, yeah, I heard about that guy. And so we started to collaborate on this. And it was sort of like an onion where you start peeling back the layers. And it was just more layers and more layers. Yes, he was a combat pilot. Yes, he was a welterweight boxing contender. Yes, he was a spy. Yes, he was a soldier. Yes, he was a civil rights. It was just astonishing that in one lifetime this man had so many, not only just occupations, but pursuits, of some of them very dangerous ones.
It seems as though in a story like this, and I don't know, but it would seem like you don't even know where to start. So for you, where did you begin, and what really became the focus?
Well, the answer to your second question first, the focus actually was kind of a difficult challenge, and the reason is that, you know, here was somebody who did so many things. How can you focus on one thing? We found it kind of impossible. So we said, you know what? The best thing to do is there's a beginning and an end. Let's start at the beginning, which is where he was born in Columbus, Georgia. His father was the son of slaves, and he grew up in an environment where there was a lot of, you know, racial confrontations and violence, and his family was subjected to it. And he ran away from home. And then we start telling the story of his eventually making his way to Europe and fighting in World War One and becoming a combat pilot and becoming a jazz musician, nightclub impresario in Paris. He counted among his friends and patrons F. Scott Fitzgerald, Hemingway, Louis Armstrong, Cole Porter, the people, Josephine Baker. And then you tell a story about World War II breaks out. He's a spy for the French Resistance, and then he goes back to fighting for France, and then he ends up back in the United States where he has to escape to and becomes a civil rights pioneer. And sort of the end of his story is he is an elevator operator at Rockefeller Center, of all things. And he's noticed by the host of what was then the host of the Today Show, and he's brought on for an interview. He's interviewed on the Today Show, and people are like, gobsmacked when he's showing the medals that he's won for valor and combat and the equivalent of the Purple Heart and things like that. And that was his 15 minutes of fame, literally. And then he became sort of like an obscure person again. So that his story, the focus was difficult because it wasn't like he did one thing that he's known for. He did 10 things that were remarkable.
What was the impetus in the sense of, was he always, you talk about in his early life and leaving Georgia, so was he always in some way, and not to get overly psychological, but was he always a guy on the run?
You know, he was somebody who was always restless his whole life because he was fascinated by so many things. And on the run is a way to put it because he had, you know, he was on the run when he ran away from home, and he was on the run when he stowed away and he made his way to Europe, and he was on the run during his combat experiences. He was on the run when he was a spy for the French Resistance because there was an execution order out for him. And if the Nazis had picked him up, they would have shot him, you know, immediately. There would have been no, you know, prisoner of war camp or something like that. And even when he came back to the United States and tried to renew his life as an American, he was kind of on the run because it was a time of great turmoil in the late 40s and 50s in the United States of the beginnings of the civil rights movement. And he got involved in that. He didn't intend to, but he did, and was sort of like on the run of recalling the people who used to, you know, come after him and his family when he was a child. And here he was in his 50s and still having to deal with racism in the United States. So yeah, he was somebody that always there was always a lot at stake in whatever he did.
How much and how difficult was it to really figure out where he was at any given time and of the records that were left behind as to, I mean, obviously there were the interviews and some idea of what his story was, but figuring out the intricacies and the truth of that story?
Well, that was tricky because now he did do late in his life, last couple of years that he was alive, he wrote a very rough memoir of his life, and some of it is, it's all based on his recollections. So inevitably, some of it's just not true, or exaggerated, or embellished, or not, or half true. So that was helpful as a starting point, and then we had to fact check a lot of it. There is a collection, a Eugene Bullard collection at Columbus College, in Georgia, and that's sort of the research that was done by a man named Craig Lloyd, who over the years, a professor there, managed to get clippings and stories that were done about Bullard. But we had that was helpful too. But there was so much more that we had to check. You know, and one of the things that helped us is that he did know these people and was part of the lives of some famous people. So we could look at a Louis Armstrong biography and find information from that point of view, from Armstrong's point of view, of Bullard's impact on his life. He was a studio musician for Armstrong and served as a manager for him after World War II. We can look in biographies of Cole Porter, and you look in The Sun Also Rises, the novel by Ernest Hemingway. He bases a character, a black jazz drummer, on Eugene Bullard. So there was a lot of, we had to cast quite a wide net because it was so amazing a story. We knew that if we didn't get it just right and accurate, the whole thing's going to fall apart.
I found it interesting, too, because this is a story. I mean, obviously, this guy was very courageous, very determined, had incredible intelligence, but he also had a lot of luck.
Yes, you know, that's one of the things that's so remarkable about this story. He several times found himself in the right place at the right time. He had luck in the sense of when he was working for the French Resistance and he got shot. It was a wound that would have killed anybody else, but he got lucky. You know, he survived it, and he got lucky in when he was trying to escape from France during the war broke out in World War II. And he got lucky that he would meet somebody when he was trying to make his way across the border into Spain, who actually he knew from before, who helped him get across the border when the border had otherwise been closed down. So yeah, I mean, it was luck was it makes somebody's story all the more remarkable when something as surprising and unanticipated as luck becomes a factor, because there were several times during his life that he either could have died or ended up in prison, and he didn't.
When it comes to the achievements and what ultimately, as you say, when they first found him in Rockefeller Center and he tells these stories and people are gobsmacked, I assume that was the reaction that many people had of he seems that he's led 10 lives as opposed to one.
It was because, you know, he's sort of like an African-American Forrest Gump. You know, many people remember that movie where he always seemed to be at different places at times of history and meeting these different famous characters. That was Eugene Bullard's life. You know, he was a black Forrest Gump with a lot higher IQ, and so. I think when he appeared on the Today Show, the Dave Garraway, who was the host at the time, was obviously startled and shocked by what Eugene Bullard, who was otherwise a modest man, just happened to be saying. Oh yes, when I did this in World War II, and I did this, and I owned this nightclub in Paris, and my friend Ernest Hemingway would come in with his wife Hadley, and I wondered if the reaction. Unfortunately, that clipping no longer exists. We have a photograph of it, a still photograph of the appearance on the Today Show. But I wonder if the audience was saying, almost dismissingly, like, this is not, they must have put this guy up to this. This is not possible. And I kind of wonder if that's going to be the reaction to the book also, All Blood Runs Red, because people are going to say, no, this has got to be a novel. This can't be nonfiction. This can't be true. And that's what I think is one of the most amazing things about it. It's true.
Well, the name of the book is All Blood Runs Red. It is by Phil Keith and Tom Clavin. Tom, thank you very much for joining us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
It was my pleasure, too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Again, the name of the new book is All Blood Runs Red, The Legendary Life of Eugene Bullard, Boxer, Pilot, Soldier, Spy. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.